This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. You see and hear the manifestation of the daily grind on this show every day. We've come your way 5 days a week throughout the pandemic, and we're proud of the work that we do. But our colleagues around the country have been grinding too, and you don't necessarily get to see that manifestation on a daily basis, but they work on a slew of awesome documentaries and incredible programming for AMI TV. And this August, AMI TV is going to be debuting a large roster of new and original documentary programming to soak up that last bit of the summer season. Joining us now to tell you more is Greg David. Greg is a communications specialist for AMI, and he joins us from the Quebec side of the Ottawa River in Gatineau. Hey, good morning, Greg. Great to chat with you once again.
Great to chat with you. Boy, you've been away the last few Fridays I've been on. I was thinking the show was going to be called Now with Dave Mike Ross. I was getting worried.
I put it in my contract. I said I will not talk to Greg David in the summer. But it's actually been the reverse. I actually demanded. I said I have not spoken to Greg David enough this summer, and I got to get him on the show. Exactly. Get him back into my life. So, Greg, as I mentioned off the top, it's really a never-ending production of content here at AMI TV. AMI is going to have 9 new documentaries. So before you highlight some of them, can you tell us how AMI was able to get all these done amidst a global pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it has been tough. I mean, if you speak to any of the producers, anybody involved in any of these projects, they'll say that this has been an unprecedented challenge. And quite frankly, the way that they've done it is by evolving and trying new things. So some of the interviews may have been done via Zoom. A lot of them were done, outside, people wearing masks and making sure that the social distancing was going on. And of course, you know, depending on the local area where it was filmed, they were, adhering to strict COVID-19 precautions. So that's kind of the short answer.
Yeah, I know the bureaus have been working their tails off trying to get this done under serious restrictions. Really only the technical people being able to come in and get equipment when necessary, but otherwise having to work out of the home offices. No small feat. I've worked on a lot of documentaries over the years, and not being there shoulder to shoulder with your colleagues and sort of brainstorming stuff together, difficult. It's a big kudos to all our colleagues across the country who've been putting that work in. So you want to start by telling us about a documentary called Anna Kwan. Who was Anna, and what makes her story so unique?
Yeah, one of the interesting things and one of the great things about the AMI documentaries are that they're from different areas of the country, you know, like our bureaus, like you mentioned. So Anna Kwan is based out in Nova Scotia, and she describes herself as mad, mobility challenged, middle-aged, and a mixed race artist who has found salvation through art. So through this documentary that's going to be broadcast Wednesday, August the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, you're going to learn a lot more about Anna Kwan and the art and how she does it on a regular basis.
Oh, very cool. Always like hearing inside the minds of artists and learning more about their process.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, over to the next documentary. It's called Blind Adventures with Ron Walsh. Walsh, how adventurous are we talking here?
Yeah, this guy's a character, and we're heading to Saskatchewan for this one. Ron Walsh, who is blind, is participating in outdoor activities like hiking, canoeing, cross-country skiing, and he's doing it all with his friends. That one's showing up Tuesday, August the 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, and it's 3 episodes, and in the first one, Ron and a bunch of his friends head out on a hike into the Saskatchewan wilds to look for... Well, it's an old hunting blind that Ron Walsh built years and years ago, 10 years ago. Now, it might not sound that adventurous, but it is adventurous because they're contending with, of course, you know, how do you hike through the brush when you're a white cane user, when you're blind? And so they're showing you how to do that, but also the entertainment value is unprecedented because Ron Walsh is quite the character. So they go hiking in the first episode, canoeing in the second one, and then a little bit of cross-country skiing in the third one.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds kind of aspirational, some things that I think a few folks might want to get up to here in the next couple of weeks before summer goes away, or even when winter rolls around, getting that cross-country skiing in. Okay, on August the 25th, we have Chris Koch making life happen. What's Chris Koch going to be having us learn about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. Chris, he's a traveler, he's a farmer, he's a motivational speaker, and he's an athlete. He's dived with sharks, he's run marathons, and he's hitchhiked solo across Canada. You name it, he's probably done it. But there is one difference. Chris doesn't have arms or legs. So in Chris Koch, Make Life Happen, you're going to meet Chris, you're going to meet his family, and you're going to learn a lot more about this guy who, you know, I don't know whether, who's just doing all these things and, gets on with life. We're showing some images right now of him water skiing and skateboarding. And so you're going to learn a lot more about Chris and his life on Wednesday, August the 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV.
And then going back to the arts range, some folks are going to be very familiar with the name, the voice, and the face of Amy Amante. Of course, she's a film reviewer for us on the show. She's a community reporter. She also has her podcast, Access to Art with Amy. But she's going to have a special coming up called Art Form. So what can you tell us about Art Form?
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned Amy wears so many hats, and here she is, doing this two-part series, documentary series called Art Form out in Vancouver. And so she's going to be exploring the art in, there's going to be two episodes. So in the first episode, she's exploring art and creativity of hip-hop music through the experiences of musicians with disabilities. And then in the second half hour, she's going to explore sculpture and three-dimensional art through conversations with artists with disabilities. And Art Form is going to debut back-to-back episodes on Friday, August the 27th at 8 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV.
Oh, gosh. The more Amy Amante on your screen and your ears and in your eyes, the better. I always enjoy catching up with Amy, no matter what kind of art she's taking a closer look at. Greg, this one, next one, I know a little bit about because earlier this summer, we had a chance to speak with Sherry Hensigan about the 60th anniversary program at Lake Joe, Camp Lake Joseph for CNIB. What are some of the memories that we're going to get captured in this documentary?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that are already know about Lake Joe will know about the history of it. For somebody like me, I'm going to check this out because I didn't realize that that Camp Joe has been around since the 1950s, mm-hmm. and it's really become a rite of passage for thousands of kids. And so in this AMI documentary, we're going to capture the essence of CNIB Lake Joe, where the lessons and the laughter are carried in the hearts and memories long after camp has ended. And the official name of the title of the documentary is called Ripples, CNIB be Lake Joe, and it's going to debut on Friday, August the 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV.
Greg, have you had the chance to go up there and visit yet for any kind of promotional or marketing events since you joined the AMI family?
No, I haven't. Elena Falcone from the marketing and communications department went up a few years ago to do a photo shoot. It was right after I had started, so I didn't have enough pull in the company to actually take a road trip. But I've driven past the exit, and I've always wanted to go there, and so it's on my bucket list for sure.
When we had Sherry on the show, I mentioned a couple times that I've had an opportunity to do a few stories up there, a couple of the youth camps, a chance to meet a bunch of the campers and the instructors, and it was super, super cool. And I've had the chance to work at a couple fundraisers up there as well over the years, and they do a really amazing job. And even for someone like myself, who's not necessarily an outdoorsy person, it's like right. The perfect glamping life for me. If I can get running water and a lake and like and cottage living, like now we found the sweet spot for me.
Yeah, glamping. That's the word. I like that. I used to camp and now I like to glamp.
It's also, if you go back, I think it was in the summer of 2016 we did the story. I think that's the last time I've had my shirt off on camera, and it's quite a sight to behold as I splashed into the lake and tried to not ruin Darcy DeTony's camera as we did that. Hey, Greg, we just like threw a ton of information out at people. Where can they go to find out more and stay on top of these? Or maybe if they miss the live broadcast, although we'll be very disappointed in you if you do miss the live broadcast, where can they go to potentially catch repeats or catch stuff on demand?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to go on demand, that would be the, number one. Go to AMI.ca where you can stream all of the documentaries, these ones that I just talked about and also past ones. But also subscribe to the newsletter. We've got the AMI newsletter that comes out a few days before the beginning of each month. So actually the August one is going to be going out later this morning. And that lets you know at the beginning of each month what's coming up on AMI TV, AMI Audio, our podcasts, and anything planned with our community partners. So go to AMI.ca/newsletter. You input your name, your email address, and you'll get that into your inbox a couple of days before the beginning of each month.
Greg, as you mentioned off the top of the segment, you and I have not had a chance to actually catch up much at all this summer. And really last year when you moved to Chelsea, Quebec, it was really in the midst of the pandemic, and I'm sure it was a bit strange. So what's it like having something more of a normal summer in Chelsea, Quebec? How are you enjoying that Gatineau lifestyle?
I'm really enjoying the Gatineau lifestyle. I've been able to use my grade 13 OAC French, and people have been very polite. But yeah, it's just a beautiful little community north of Gatineau called Chelsea. And yeah, I mean, delays, things that we had to have done around the house were delayed by almost a year in some cases. But now that those jobs are getting done, it's feeling a little bit more normal. And yeah, we love it. And we love the Ottawa area. I've only, ever come to Ottawa on school trips to go to the Parliament buildings. And now that things are starting to open up, like the museums and the galleries, I'm going to head out and get my culture on.
That's beautiful stuff. Well, Greg, I'm looking forward to either catching up with you sometime soon in Toronto or in the Ottawa area. We can go take a hike in some beautiful nature in that neck of the woods and then retreat back to our glamping lifestyle.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.